I do hope Kristen wins. That's first and foremost. And I know that we run a strong campaign. We had a great amount of volunteers. We covered all of the ward that we wanted to tonight. So I think it was, I'm very proud of the campaign we ran.
How many volunteers did you guys have?
We had close to 7 people out today. So that was going door to door, telling our supporters, telling Kristen's supporters to get out and vote and how close this race was going to be because it was tight. There's so many candidates and a lot of good campaigns, very competitive. So I think we're very successful.
Do you have like a specific number of like volunteers that you had helping you throughout the whole?
Not really. I mean, people do come and go, but you know, you count on a lot of people that you know, Kristen's friends and family, but then also people we met along the campaign trail when Kristen was knocking door to door, and she you know, connected with them, and then they wanted to help in any way they can. So it was a good mix of volunteers.
And if there's one thing that you could change about the campaign, what would it be? One thing.
I wish campaigns were shorter. That's about it. But no, we ran the campaign we wanted to run. We told the people of Ward 16 that Kristen was the fresh face that we needed for change and for a strong local representation, somebody that was going to fight for what's the interests of the residents of Ward 16. She was very fortunate to gain the support of John Tory. And so, you know, it looks like John Tory's going to win tonight. I think it's important that we need a council that functions, and we have a mayor that's able to count on councillors to help get things done, because we need it in the city. So that's what we're looking, and I think we're hopeful for tonight.
And what's different from Kristen apart from the other candidates? Like, what does she bring to the table that would bring something different to the community?
So I think she has a great mix of being young, vibrant, energetic. She's got private sector experience, which I think is desperately needed at City Hall. She lives in the ward, so she's invested in the community. She understands the issues. She lives them every day. So it's a good combination that you need for a local representation at the municipal level.
And what do you have to say to the supporters?
Oh, I just thank them for supporting and believing in Kristen and you know, hopefully getting out to vote. We'll find out how many of them got out to vote fairly shortly. So just thanks for the support. Well, I think that congratulate whoever it is. Hopefully it's Kristen. But really the main message is that hopefully whoever wins is a good representative and does well and does right by the people of Ward 16.